It's a hot Sunday afternoon, but this Beijing Summer Percussion Ensemble is putting on an exhilarating performance to an equally excited audience. Me. Templo de Samba, founded by American percussionist Jimmy Biela, has been giving classes and performances around China for over a decade now. And their popularity started back in 2006 when the group had just been put together. Since then, the group has been pushing the Brazilian dance culture in China with their classes and putting on shows to curious onlookers. This group, formerly known as Samba Asia, has also seen its membership increase substantially over the years. Fiona Qi Ziying has been with the group since its inception. Herself a dancer and percussionist, she has made regular visits to the US for samba training. Today, she is one of the group's most important mentors.
We are an adult performing group. We have adult dancing, samba dancing, and all kinds of Brazilian dancing. And we have a Brazilian percussion, that's Samba Haggy, the beginner class actually. They're doing quite well. And we have the samba from Rio de Janeiro. We also have many different styles, like religious styles, Afro style, all the other stuff. And we also have children percussion.
Whether in Brazil or abroad, samba has become a symbol of the Brazilian nation, and its growth in China is unprecedented. Membership at the Templo de Samba has seen a jump in its signing of new members, says Fiona. So have the Rio Olympics and the FIFA World Cup hosted in Brazil helped catch the attention of the Chinese people? According to Fiona, the answer is yes.
Today, suddenly on the dance class, we have many new ladies because they saw on the opening ceremony like how Brazilian ladies doing the samba and everything. It's like, oh, I want to learn that. And 2 years ago for the World Cup, it's the same thing.
Since 2006, she says, the group has grown from a handful of amateurs to a full-blown group of samba professionals with over 55 active members. Perhaps it's the shaking and jiving to the frenetic beat of the dance that's attracting people, who knows. But one thing's for certain, samba fever has caught on. And Templo de Samba has also gained a massive audience here in Beijing. Estrella Ju Zhou was first mesmerized by the infectious energy elicited from a performance when she first visited Sao Paulo.
I mean, I have a friend, he lives now in Sao Paulo in Brazil. We visited him. I saw people dancing in the street, playing the drums, and I felt like, whoa, this is really good and this is cool. So I asked him and he told me that there was this group in Beijing and that I should join them. Then I came back to Beijing from Brazil and then I joined them.
Today, she's a strong member of Templo de Samba as a dancer and percussionist. Most of its members are professionals from various fields of work and backgrounds. They attend the sessions at least twice a week. Besides entertainment, Estrella says, their main reason is to let go of stress, especially after a long day of work.
It's just happiness, I would say. Just like you feel the groove, the music inside you, and you just want to show it to the world, and then it's happiness.
The man helping bring all the happiness is Xiao Yong, who is also the founder of Samba China, an umbrella group that consists of Templo de Samba for adults and the kids' drumming and dance sessions. A former rock and roll enthusiast and drummer with a former underground rock band, Xiao Yong, or Manu as he's fondly known, turns to Brazilian music after meeting his mentor, Jimmy Biela.
The first time I played samba, it made me really happy and very cheerful. That's how magical this type of music is, because the type of music I used to do before was very angry and cynical and not really that fun. But now what I've learned from many of the maestros and native Brazilian musicians is that what I'm doing elects a lot of positive and sparkling energy and also is inspiring. And that's why I want to share this energy with the Chinese and others as well.
To boost his teaching methods, Xiao Yong has spent some time in Brazil to learn the craft firsthand.
Did you go to study in Brazil the percussion instruments?
Yes.
And so today, he brings un poco of Brazil, or a little of Brazil, to Beijing. Meanwhile, as the rest of the world enjoys the contagious rhythm of samba in Rio, Templo do Samba is putting on a mini carnival right here in the heart of Beijing.
Would you mind showing me your favorite dance move?
No.
Samba.
Yeah.
I can't catch up.
This is about a slow to medium speed.
Right.
And for carnival, you need to go really fast. Like a back-chicka-pum-chicka-pum-chicka-pum-chicka-pum.
Nila Nyakoa for Studio Plus.